The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Stains of penguin poop visible from space are helping scientists map emperor penguin colonies, shedding light on how the flightless birds are adapting to environmental changes. Emperor penguins spend a large part of their lives at sea, but come time to breed, they return to their sea ice colonies. This homecoming happens during the Antarctic winter, when temperatures drop to minus 58 degrees, a difficult time for scientists to monitor the birds' movements. But emperors are the only penguin species that breed during the winter. But all those bird bodies crowded together leave reddish-brown patches of guano, or penguin poop, on the ice. These patches are visible in satellite images, and so can act as a reliable trace of where the penguins have been. With the satellite images, research teams surveyed the sea ice around 90% of Antarctica's coast and identified 38 colonies. And the good news is that 10 of those were new. Now we know exactly where the penguins are. The next step will be to count each colony so we can get a much better picture of population size. Estimates of the total number of emperor penguins range between 200 and 400,000 pairs.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.